We take frozen breast milk, freeze dry it, and turn it into powder form. The convenience of formula, but with all the goodness of your breast milk. And as moms, it's precious and every drop is vital. Yeah, totally. It's a game changer.
Today's guest is named Tirza Hova. She's the founder of Milk by Mom, a breast milk freeze drying service that helps lactating moms store and preserve their precious breast milk for up to 3 years so they can nourish their babies and toddlers in a most convenient and healthy way. If you do freeze your milk, lipase is basically going to alter the taste of the milk.
We all have lipase, but not every single mom has high lipase. So for the moms that really struggle with that, we can freeze dry it and it makes it milder and they have a lot of success with it. Breastfed babies have a lower risk of asthma, obesity, type 1 diabetes, and also sudden infant death syndrome.
All right, Tirza, welcome officially to the Fit Mother Project podcast. We're so happy to have you here.
Thanks, Anthony. It's a pleasure to be here today.
All right, so you are on a crusade to make breast milk more accessible to moms who want to feed their kids naturally and give them good nutrition. So can you tell us what the Milk by Mom service is so it provides context? And then in the rest of the conversation, we'll talk about breast milk and what's going on with moms in society today. But just basically, like, what do you do with the Milk by Mom company and mission?
Absolutely. So Milk by Mom is a breast milk freeze drying service. What we do is we take frozen breast milk, freeze dry it, and turn it into powder form. It converts it into this powder, so it's like the convenience of formula, but with all the goodness of your breast milk. A couple important things to know around breast milk freeze drying is that it preserves all the nutrients and antibodies, and it is also good for 3 years. So it really extends the shelf life tremendously. When we think about preserving the nutrition of breast milk, freeze drying is considered to be superior than traditional freezing in order to preserve that nutrition, the antibodies. So it's really a fantastic way to be able to provide breast milk to your children.
That's awesome. And I guess we'll just kind of go out with it. You and I are both believers that breast milk is the superior food and fuel source for our kids. And I want to speak into that and maybe some of the health differences between breast milk and formula. And as I'm saying this, I think the context is I'm in no way, shape, or form shaming anyone for what they choose to give their kids. Or if you're a grandmother listening to this, you know, what your daughter might be giving to your grandkids, because we're all making the best choices that we can. That being said, we are humans and we do produce this amazing fluid that helps our babies grow. So what's like the difference about why you choose to be a champion for breast milk over something like formula?
Yeah. So as a mom, I'm a mom. I have two little girls. Tirza Sophia is 3.5. And then I have Gianna, who's 1.5. And as a mom, I was very passionate about providing breast milk to my children. I also have to just note that I was very fortunate to be able to have a supply where I could do this for my daughters. As you mentioned, there are, you know, every breast milk journey is different for a mom. So with one child, you could have a great supply, and the other one, there's different circumstances and factors that come into play that really can affect that. So like you said earlier, by all means, there is a saying that fed is best, because ultimately that is what is important. You did, however, hit on the point that breast milk is a superfood, and it is the ultimate superfood. When we talk about breastfeeding and providing breast milk to our children, one of the few reasons why I chose to opt for breast milk, thankfully I had the supply, but it can also help babies with short and long-term illnesses and diseases. There's a lot of data out there that shows that breastfed babies have a lower risk of asthma, obesity, type 1 diabetes, and also sudden infant death syndrome. So for me, luckily, I didn't have to make a choice, and I was able to provide that for my children. That being said, breast milk freeze drying is a great way to be able to preserve your breast milk and provide it to your child when you're on the go, like you have the convenience of formula with that. So it was a no-brainer for me, luckily.
So just so I'm very clear and everyone else is listening to this, basically the process is you produce your breast milk, you freeze it, we send it to you, you're able to freeze dry it, and then send it back to me and my family as a shelf-stable powder that has all the good nutrients, and then we can basically just mix it, reconstitute it with water, and we basically have now like breast milk on the go whenever we need it.
Yeah, totally. It's a game changer, right? When you think about it, if we think about the struggles that moms today who are breastfeeding or pumping have to deal with, oh, I'm going outside and we got to pack a cooler and we got to bring the ice packs. And then we need to think about all that hassle, or if we're traveling on an airplane and traveling through TSA. And so there is just a lot of stress and anxiety around traveling with breast milk and how do we properly transport it as a very precious liquid gold, as we like to call it. I mean, it does have its requirements in terms of how we need to maintain it frozen. Once it's unfrozen and thawed, it needs to be consumed within 24 hours. And God forbid that it gets thawed and not consumed within 24 hours, then it's wasted milk. And as moms, it's precious and every drop is vital. I mean, I can tell you stories for myself of having experienced loss around breast milk. I had caregivers that were, you know, helping me and accidentally left 200 ounces of milk out. And I came back the very next day and found it. It was gut wrenching. I mean, it is really a selfless sacrifice that moms who are able to produce breast milk and pump do for their kids. So by no means do we want a drop of that wasted. Mm-hmm. And so breast milk freeze drying really allows you to not have to worry about all those potentials that could happen. You know, think about if you're, you know, an accident, right? Your husband going out in the middle of the night, needs to feed the baby, leaves a bag out. Oh, and then you find it the next morning, it's gone. Or you, if you're in a place where you have natural disasters or you may lose electricity, there's a lot of different factors that could come in that cause us anxiety around that. And so if you could just completely erase that and think about having your milk in a shelf-stable powder in a little packet that is just small little packet, it's good for 3 years. So it really helps to give moms, support moms, but really take away some of the stress and anxiety around managing frozen breast milk.
So now that you've started Milk by Mom and you know this service is so great, and I know you want as many moms who produce enough breast milk and want to do this to be able to use it, what would be the ideal scenario? Like, let's say someone knows about this ahead of time. They just had a baby. They are producing milk. Like, how would they get started? Like, what would be the ideal journey through early infancy and maybe through the first year with Milk by Mom? How would you see that flowing?
The beautiful thing about Milk by Mom is, and as a service, is that there's no one size fits all. Of course, the first person that we think this is the ideal candidate is a mom that has a large stash or has a good supply, because they want to get freezer space back and be able to preserve their stash. But this is really could be a great fit for a lot of different moms. If you are a mom that is just getting ready to travel for the holidays, you might just want to get a little bit done so that you can have some for the flights or, you know, for the travel transit time to not have to worry about traveling with frozen milk. Similarly, if you're on vacation, we can ship you a kit to your hotel as long as it's within the U.S., including Puerto Rico and Hawaii, and we can ship you a kit there, and then you don't have to worry about traveling home with your milk. But there is also a different group here that we haven't really addressed, Anthony, and it's moms that have high lipase. So high lipase, for our listeners, is this enzyme that can alter the taste or smell of your breast milk once frozen. As moms, we all have it in our milk. It helps to break down the fat in our milk to make it easier for the baby to digest. Some of us, including myself, had high lipase. And so freeze drying helps moms whose babies sometimes reject their milk because the taste or smell is altered enough. And so by freeze drying it, it makes it milder. And we've had a lot of success with babies accepting their milk again from their moms in those circumstances. So it's not a one size fits all, Anthony. I think this is a situation where it can be for somebody that has an overstash, for somebody that has high lipase, for somebody that's just looking to have a little bit of their breast milk preserved to have that convenience when traveling or leaving it at grandparents' house or so forth. So there is a lot more than just a one size fits all when it comes to breast milk freeze drying.
For sure. And so I want to make sure that I understand that properly. Different moms have different levels of lipase. And if you do freeze your milk, that lipase is basically going to alter the taste of the milk. So with Milk by Mom, it's beneficial because the freeze drying process actually kind of gets rid of that, deactivates it, or makes it so the milk doesn't change in taste and it becomes still useful because your baby will take that. Is that under correct understanding?
Almost right. The one thing I would just double check or double click on is that we all have lipase, but not every single mom has high lipase.
Yep.
And so if you are one of those moms that has high lipase, your milk can either change once it's in a frozen state to having more of a metallic taste or smell slightly fishy. You'll see moms that open it up. They're like, oh my God, my milk's gone bad. And they throw it away. And that's not the case. Some babies will take it and some babies will reject it. So for the moms that really struggle with that, with their children rejecting it, we can freeze dry it and it makes it milder. And they have a lot of success in that.
So tell us a little bit about your family as a mom and like, how do you still continue now that your children are more like toddlers or getting past that stage of having that? Do you still incorporate some of the freeze-dried breast milk into their lives?
Yeah. So I have a couple of packets that are the golden packets that everybody in my house has been triple threatened to not go near. They are just sacred. And I am saving it for those times where we have a really big cold. My youngest daughter, Gianna, is only 18 months, and so she'll be starting preschool next year. And I know when she starts preschool, it's going to be a lot of sickness. And so I'm really saving those packets for when they need a different boost, an extra boost. Mm-hmm. I wish I had more of that to have been able to save more. But at this point, that's what I do have, and I protect them dearly. But if I did have it, I would certainly be adding it. And one of the great things around breast milk freeze drying is that you can use it beyond the infant years. You can use it as a caloric enhancement for food. So add it to a smoothie, sprinkle it over eggs, you know, yogurt, so forth. And that helps to give them that extra caloric immuno boost while also all the benefits, right?
Mm-hmm. So if someone has just a ton of supply and has the available funds to do this, it seems like a great idea to get a lot of this for the future. It's like the best nutrition supplement you could possibly give your kids on top of things. That's
Absolutely.
Awesome.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I definitely agree, especially because there's many foods that give vitamins and minerals and fats and proteins, but very few foods have the immunoglobulins and the different like immune modulating compounds, like human to human compatible, and even just like even more directly biocompatible for your kid. That's really amazing. I love that. You know, and in fact, like, I know it's not the same thing like breast milk versus colostrum, but there's a ton of people who are now wanting to use colostrum in adult life for all sorts of different conditions, for life extension and stuff like that. So it's just like sacred substance. And I know you clearly feel that way.
I know that you mentioned colostrum. So we also, I have some moms who pumped and early on collected colostrum. And so we can also freeze dry colostrum. And so those moms will put them in a little bit of smaller portions. And so they really save those again as that ultimate superfood boost. But there is it is the ultimate, breast milk is the ultimate superfood. And really the fact that we can extend its shelf life by 3 years is incredible. I mean, as a mom, when I first discovered this, it was a complete game changer for me. Mm-hmm. Not to mention that I had my husband go and buy us an extra deep freezer and, you know, gone through all those things, almost losing. I mean, finding that my deep freezer had jumped and it was all thawing out. And I mean, I've had all the scares that a lot of moms go through. I've been there. And so it is really amazing to be able to think about the fact that you can just keep your breast milk preserved in its ultimate and, you know, maximizing its nutrition versus it declining over time in the freezer for 3 years. And if you're still in the baby rearing age, you can save it for your next baby. You know, you never know what your next journey is going to be like.
Yeah. That's a really cool mindset and just be able to have this stuff around. It seems incredibly useful. So how does it work? Can anyone like, how do they ship you the milk? They freeze it, they pump it, they freeze it. Then what? Like walk us through the whole process of what it looks like to interface with Milk by Mom.
I would love to. So we are based in Phoenix, Arizona. So to all the Phoenix based listeners and mamas out there, we're here, we're local. And if you're a grandma or an aunt and know somebody that's pregnant, it's a huge advantage in that you don't have to pay for shipping. But that being said, We are available nationwide, including Hawaii and Puerto Rico. And so you place your order, we send you a shipping kit that includes a Farm-A-Great cooler that's cold for up to 96 hours, as well as detailed instructions and an overnight shipping label back to our facility. We have all sorts of different quality and safety checks once it's at our facility. We check the temperature. We only work on one mom's milk at a time. We have very strict sanitation and sterility protocols in between batches. And then we process your milk and we ship it back to you in powder form within a couple weeks. So it's really kind of seamless. And throughout the whole process, as a mom or as a caregiver or whoever you are doing this on behalf of your wife, maybe, they get notifications with every step along the way so that you have a little bit of peace of mind. It's not like you send your liquid precious gold, you know, and then you don't hear anything for a couple of weeks and then it shows up at your doorstep. So we do try to be cognizant of that as well.
Awesome. And like, what's the cost of this? And is there any way to like use something like a HSA or FSA or some of these other accounts?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do accept HSA, FSA, as well as payment plans for all our mamas out there. The cost is $1.75 per ounce. And for our shipping orders, the price varies slightly depending on volume. The bigger the order, the larger the volume, the price goes down to almost roughly like 1.3 an ounce.
Nice. That's really cool. I mean, this is such a needed service for, I mean, just a modern busy life of moms today who are doing so much and on the go. And so for the back part of this conversation, I'd love just to hear more about you as a person and how you're juggling your life as a mom, as an entrepreneur, full-time company. Like, how are you making this all happen? Like now on just a personal performance and happiness and life flow perspective.
Yeah. So it's hard. I'm not going to lie. So I've been a mompreneur, as we like to call it now. And it's, I'm still learning. I think I'm taking every day. I'm trying to create better habits. I'm definitely trying to do habit stacking. It's been a couple years now that I've been on this journey and the first few were really tough, but now as I'm getting my bearings and we've really operationalized, I find that there's a couple non-negotiables when I think about how I juggle, you know, one is prioritization is key. But when it comes down to being a mom, no matter what kind of mom you are, what your role is, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, you're a corporate mom, you're an entrepreneur, whatever it is, working mom, mom guilt is real. But at the end of the day, one of the things that I just try to always ground myself and remind myself is that my daughters are loved and we always, a non-negotiable in our family is we always have family meals together. At their dinner time, we have dinner as a family. It's a really well-balanced, healthy meal where we talk about our day. I mean, my three-year-old at this point is asking us every day, well, tell me your story. What was your story? How was your day? So, you know, she's really into it. You know, we say thank you and we're grateful for what we have. And then we also really try to find a pocket of time on the weekends, usually on Sundays, where we can really have some quality time. So it's definitely quality over quantity. But, you know, I have to remind myself that my girls are thriving. So, and give myself grace, because of course, mom guilt is the never ending evil for all of us. Men don't have it. You're not wired the same way. It's so unfair. But certainly it's a reality for us.
Well, knowing you, I think you're doing a fantastic job and I'm so impressed that you're using what's so important to you is helping your girls thrive to give other moms the opportunity to do so in an even deeper way. And so please tell people where they can connect with Milk My Mom, go to the website, follow you on social and all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is www.milkbymom.com. You can also find us at Milk by Mom on Instagram and Facebook, TikTok, all the social channels. And please reach out if you have any questions. I would also just kind of throw out there that we are constantly running all sorts of different promotions and discounts. So if this is for something for yourself or for a loved one, make sure to follow along to make sure you can get the best deal for your family.
That's awesome. So good to know that this can be a gift. If one of our fit grandmas is listening to this and you have someone in your family, daughter-in-law, who's recently given birth and is still breastfeeding, this could be a great gift to give them and set them up for a lot of success and resources.
Absolutely.
Tirza, thank you so much for your time today and for doing what you do. And for our listeners, thank you for tuning in to another episode here on the Fit Mother Project podcast.
Hey there, my friend. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of the Fit Mother Project podcast. If you love what you heard, I have a favor to ask you. Please consider taking 60 seconds right now to leave us a rating and review on our podcast. Leaving us a review is super quick. It only takes a minute, and it's so, so helpful to us as it really boosts this podcast to reach more people who need this information and this message. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you can leave us a star rating and review. If you're watching on YouTube, you can hit the like button and leave us a comment. Overall, I truly appreciate you being with us here on the podcast. On behalf of me and my entire Fit Mother Project team, we truly feel honored and grateful to support you and your family on your journey to fantastic health. I thank you for your support of this podcast and of this mission. Also, if you're interested in joining our complete Fit Mother program and becoming an official member of our community, you can visit our website, fitmotherproject.com. And on the Fit Mother site, you'll be able to see our complete Fit Mother program, along with our online store with the best supplements designed for busy moms. And you'll also find a ton of free resources like recipes, workouts, meal plans, and more. God bless you and your family. This is Dr. Anthony Balduzzi signing off. I'll catch you on the next episodes of the Fit Mother Project podcast.